Arlene Portland Group was asked to speak at the Master Brewers Association of America Northwest District spring meeting. This is May 11th, 2019, and I took a little snippet out of my section of the presentation where I talked about the eight wastes and how it ties to environmental impacts. I think I've shared that before, but added a couple different examples to that, so I thought I'd share that. Just a couple minutes long, but thought you might enjoy. Thanks.
Good idea.
How many of you have seen these wastes before? Some of you? Okay. So one thing I thought that was really cool was that these also line up with sustainability efforts and environmental impacts as well. So if you have inventory, you need space. That means you need a bigger building. And if you're building something new or expanding, that's going to require materials. And then you got to heat, maybe cool, and light the space. And that's going to cost money and have an environmental impact as well. So by cutting down the inventory and letting things move through your facility faster, that will require less actual space. Or you can, like we're talking about, can we modify the process to reduce the time or delay expanding or having to move to a new facility by looking at the route and the flow of your work? Another thing is transportation. If you're having to move and transport things around a lot, may require packaging and materials and plastics and wraps and cardboard boxes and containers and all those things that have a material impact. It requires someone's got to make those. And there's raw materials that are consumed and used up for that. And you have defects, obviously, you have to deal with the defects and dispose of it, get rid of it, and that can have a cost to it as well. Or it can be sent down the drain and have to be processed and treated. So there may be chemicals involved to have to deal with it. And so when we're waiting, things can expire and things can go bad and you can have to throw things out because you ordered too early. So one of the common things we run across is bulk buying and saying, well, I can get a really good deal if I buy a lot of this up front. But then if I don't have processes that deal with it quickly, it has the risk of going bad. And so when we look back, we took up a lot of space to store all this that we got a good deal on, but did we actually get the money's worth at the end of the day or not? When we had to deal with the loss that we had and the extra cost of carrying that around and the money that wasn't in our bank account that was tied up in that inventory. So those are some of the questions we will ask a lot. We were just dealing with, I went to Restore yesterday and they have clothing that they're selling now. So just like Goodwill does. And so that was a big area of their whole warehouse is taken up on clothing. We're trying to help them figure out how to process those faster so it doesn't take up so much space because they have lots of things coming in the door and they're kind of getting overwhelmed in a good way. So usually inventory is the first thing we'll look for when we're looking for opportunities. But these all have a tie back to environmental impacts as well.